If I were to ask you to make a list of the things that you can think of for which you are grateful, where do you think on that list you would put having heard the Word of God? Having heard the Word about the salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus, would it be at the top of your list? Would it be at the bottom of your list? Maybe somewhere in the middle? Or would it get on your list at all? Would that not be something you would think of for which you are thankful? And if it's not on your list, or if it's really down low on the list, what do you think the reason for that is? Is it that you don't value the hope of eternal life? Or is it that you kind of have this attitude, well, everybody's going to heaven anyway, so why worry? Or is it that you say to yourself, one of these days when I got time, I'll get around to attending to the Word of God. I'll listen a little better. And I'll even try to ask them. But right now, I got other things on my mind. And it could be any of those. But in the gospel reading today, the line that really caught my attention as I was thinking about this morning was where it said, blessed are your ears because they hear. Blessed are your eyes because they see. Many a prophet, many a righteous person longed to see what you see and did not see it. To hear what you hear and did not hear it. So we have to ask ourselves, do we sense that we are blessed? Do we have this sense that the fact that we've heard the Word of God has been a blessing to us? Now, if that sense of gratitude for having heard the Word of God is not there, maybe it's something like the examples in the gospel reading. Maybe the Word of God has fallen into your life kind of like that seed on the well-worn path. You know, it's hard and it can't sink in. And then the evil one comes along with distractions, with other enticements, and the Word of God just kind of goes away. It's blown away. It doesn't come to mind. Or occasionally, maybe you have heard something about the Word of God and it's been attractive to you. But then, you know, some allurements come, some distractions, and that attraction quickly goes away. Because that Word of God never really took root within your life. And then it may be that there's some thorns in your life. The thorns of maybe evil desires. As the gospel says, the lure of wealth. Or maybe it's the lure of pleasure, fun. That those things are so powerful in your life that the Word of God really hasn't been able to compete with it because your attention is so much elsewhere. You know, it's an important question for us. If the Word of God has not really impacted our lives, why is it? What's it all about? Why have I not given more attention to what is really the hope of eternal life? Remember, Jesus teaches so clearly in that passage that if the Word of God is to take root in us, we must prepare the soil of our hearts. We must be ready. We must be yearning to hear the Word of God. You know, one of the things I think can happen so easily to us is that we take the Word of God for granted. People in our culture, I think the majority, not everybody, believe in something about eternal life. Some kind of a vague sense that when we die, there's something after that. And increasingly, I think there's that belief that, well, it doesn't really matter how you live. You know, God's good. God loves you. God's merciful. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it to the heavenly kingdom. I would like for you to imagine that you live in a different culture. A culture in which the belief in eternal life hardly exists. And that was really the culture in which early Christians preached the gospel. Can you imagine what it would be like to be a person who grew up in this culture where everybody sort of assumes that once you die, you're just gone. You kind of blow away like the dust. You know, there's no more consciousness. There's no joy. There's no sorrow. It's just, you're gone. It's all over. And think about what it would be like to live that way and wondering, what is life all about? Why am I here? What's the purpose of all this? And in many times in those cultures, there was some kind of a belief in the gods. But those gods were never very friendly. You know, usually they were kind of cantankerous creatures. And people felt they had to appease those gods in order to get the things they wanted out of life. And sometimes it was even so severe that if you wanted to please the God, you needed to sacrifice your own children. But there was never that real sense that you would live forever and that you would have happily. Imagine what it would be like then for somebody to come along and all of a sudden say to you, there is hope. When you die, you will live. And you will live not in misery or sorrow or pain, but you will live in eternal gladness, eternal joy. Can you imagine how that would be good news? And how you'd be grateful for that good news? Grateful that suddenly your life has meaning, purpose. And that death is not just the end, but it's really the beginning. The beginning of something new, something much better, something much greater. You know, our understanding of eternal life is that we will get caught up in the very love that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, I've talked many times about how through baptism we have become one with Christ Jesus. Well, that oneness with Him will last for all eternity. God the Father will love us with the same love that He loves the Son. And we will be caught up with the Son loving the Father with the same intense love that He loves the Father. We don't know what that will all be like, but we do know one thing is we all want love. We want to love and we want to love people, to be loved. In our eternity, be caught up forever in that bond of love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the hope that is ours. And so, the Word of God is a tremendous gift to us because it gives us that hope. It gives us that reassurance that our lives are valuable, our lives have meaning. Now, if the Word of God doesn't have the importance in your life that you would want it to have, or you think it should have, what do we do about that? Well, I guess I would suggest first reflect on the calling that is ours. Reflect on the fact that we are called to this life of eternal union with God, caught up in the life of the Trinity. And the more we can look at that penetrate into our being, the more strongly we're going to want to achieve that. We're going to want to hear God's word, which leads and guides us to eternal life. And then maybe we need to look at what are the obstacles in our life. And what are the things that so consume my attention Am I answering that the Word of God really has little importance to me? What am I consumed by? And then, what can I do to let go of that? You know, sometimes those things that consume us aren't bad. They can be very good things. But they become too powerful in our lives. We give ourselves over too much to them. And we don't allow ourselves to really have the time and the freedom to ponder God's Word and the hope that is ours. The other thing we may find is there's an attachment to some evil. An attachment we're really not ready to let go of yet. And you know, once, if we're attached to something that is evil in itself, we're not going to be able to really be open to hear the Word of God. To allow that Word to touch and change us. Next, the excellent example of that was St. Augustine. You know his story, his mother prayed for him for 30 years that he would be converted to Christianity. And right at the end, as he's beginning to make that journey to faith, he began to pray, Lord, give me the gift of chastity, but not yet. He wasn't quite ready to let go of the sinful relationship in his life. It was only when he could let go of that, the Word of God really began to have power in his life. And so today I just invite us to reflect on that. Where is the Word of God in my life? Am I grateful for it? Or am I not so grateful? Or doesn't even have anywhere of gratitude in my life? And then, what can I do to make some changes? To allow the Word of God to deeply touch my heart, to change my life.